I've got some favorites, I'll admit it. And Kristen Gillespie is not one of them, the head coach at Illinois State.
nothing I will spit my coffee out.
No, I love Kristen Gillespie. Everybody knows that we share our NC State roots. And I think she's one of the bright young coaches in all of college basketball. Kristen, I'm just teasing, but I definitely want everybody to know how close of friends we are. Because what we say on here has deep-rooted feelings and competitiveness rooted in how we learned the game and who helped us learn it, which is Kay Yao. This is a special time to always get to spend with you on Nothing But Net because we get to share a commonality about how much we love the game and the eyes through which we learned it.
Exactly. This is always my one of my favorite days of the season when I get to hang out with you and BMAC. So thank you so much for having me on and just looking forward to talking some hoops with you.
We know it's really all about BMAC. Come on, let's be true.
It is. He's the real star of the show. But I, you know what? I thought I would just throw you a nice, you know, little compliment there.
Yeah, thanks. I know it's a backhanded compliment, but it's okay. I'll take anything from you because, you know, it's tough to be second on a list of best non-stat starters, which is where you are. And because I'm the best non-stat starter in NC State history, I want to ask you about how your game is going. How's your team? What's going on? Give us a scoop on Illinois State.
Yeah, we're playing pretty well right now. We went through a really rough patch end of November into December where we couldn't score. And we were going through it. It was just, I think a lot of teams kind of go through those. And if we're going to go through something like that, I'm glad it happened. We had just lost arguably our most complete player in Nevaeh Thomas. So our identity was a little bit shaken. We play a lot of young women. I mean, we have in our top seven, we have four freshmen, two sophomores and one senior. We just needed minutes. We needed sweat equity. We needed to be on the court together. Right before Christmas break, I thought we had a little bit of a breakthrough. We needed that break where we were out of class and we could really focus on individual skill development. We shot the ball a ton, and something clicked with our team. We've won the last five out of our seven, and our two losses were heartbreakers, double overtime at Murray State. We played Belmont to the wire, two games we'd like to get back, but we know we get to have them, at our place. In a couple weeks, which we're excited. So I just think our ceiling is so high. We're still figuring it out, but we're really scoring the ball well. I know you love that, but our defense is, we need to get better right now, and that's going to be our focus.
Just guard the ball, Kristen. Don't worry about guarding all the actions. Just guard the ball.
You know what? Maybe if you say it to our team, they'll understand that because that has been the message on the board last night. We kept it real simple. Hey, pride in your one-on-one D. So maybe if they hear it from you, maybe I'll zoom you in on practice because it's going to be a doozy today.
If you're going to zoom me in and you're going to waste my time on defense, then you're going to be wasting your team's time. No, I'm just teasing.
Very true.
I love how you're constantly efforting to get better personally and with your staff. Tell us some of the things that you did in the offseason with your staff and things that you have done to be able to put your team in the best position to win.
Yeah, we was really fortunate. We did some really in-depth leadership training with a good friend of mine, Dwight Cooper, who is a big-time CEO. He's actually my brother had worked for him. He at one point was a Fortune 500, like best. Business leader to work for. I mean, he is phenomenal. We did some training up in Chicago with him and been periodically checking in. It's just sustaining success at the mid-major level is really challenging with, you know, it was always hard, but now you throw in the portal and RevShare, NIL. And I just didn't want us to be complacent. You know, I'm really fortunate. I've had a staff that's been with me for a couple of years. Scott Gillespie's been with me the entire time. We challenge our players to be better, but I need to be better. I need our staff to be better. And it's been the greatest thing that we have done as a staff. It's really opened up some great lines of communication, how we challenge each other, how we hold each other accountable. And I think that's been a huge shift in our program. You know, we also do something with our team called Warrior Mindset every year for the last 2 years. We bring in two gentlemen that come in, former Marines, and just put us through leadership training. It's not boot camp. It's more mental approach, how we can dominate the mental game, how we can hold ourselves accountable, how we find our inner voice with a young team that has been critical. So, you know, I always think, you know, there has to be ways to get better. You know, and it's just with young people, it's just not about, you know, the X and O's or basketball. They're you got to really invest in them as human beings, in, you know, invest, make sure they know that it's just not about on the court. We're trying to prepare them for life after college. We're trying to, you know, so they can be doctors, they can be CEOs, they can be great spouses. And I think in the last 2 or 3 years, our program has really taken a great shift in that direction.
Well, we got to coach people first. They're people before they're players. We know that. Coach Yao used to say that all the time, and that's the way she treated us. I mean, you remember all those one-on-one meetings
that she had
decades with us, where you'd go in there and you might not even talk about basketball. Who knows what you would talk about? Sometimes you'd be looking at her like, why is she talking about furniture?
Yeah.
Or some random.
She always had a story, a fable. I was like, and I still remember all of them. And I know you feel the same way. Those were the best moments. And even long after we had graduated, those moments that you would go back to campus, or those were like the most valuable 5 or 10 minutes, when it was just you and her, and whether she was asking about your family or just asking about your career or just talking about anything. You know, I would give anything, and I know you feel this way, if I could pick up the phone or just go see her, just to hear her voice, just to hear, you know, a silly story, or that's what I miss the most about her.
Something that was really a wise guy kind of comments that used to come out of her mouth that always used to surprise me, because she was so faith-based in everything she said. You'd never think that she would say something that was sarcastic or wise. Did you get your file that she kept on you? Like, what was in your file?
I did. It was nothing but glowing reviews, of course.
Come on. Were your transcripts in there?
Transcripts were in there.
Articles like, that maybe had your name in it?
100%. It was really like...
Christmas cards? Did you ever send her...
Christmas cards, notes that maybe I had written to her. Yeah. Like, it was cool. It was, you know, it was neat. Pictures of me and her, pictures of my teammates, anything that had, you know, we always had those fans that would take pictures and bring them in. I still have it. I still have it to this day. It's in my drawer, and I have one of her Bibles. Like, I just have some interesting thing. Well, you know, I was on the staff after she passed away, and then went, you know, so just got to have that. It was pretty cool. I just have like a little Coach Yao section in my office.
That's very cool. I have a picture that hung on her wall in her office. Of course, I had to buy it. In the Kay Yao Cancer Fund auction. They didn't give it to me. Cost me some money, which obviously goes to a good cause.
Yes.
But I have it hanging in my own office at home. It's in a prominent spot where I see it every day when I'm home.
It's awesome.
It's kind of cool because it's got pictures. It was our first ACC championship in 85. It's got pictures of that. And so it's just kind of nice. You know, I sometimes look out there and I see players that have gone to 3 or 4 different schools, and I think, wow, are they going to have a home? And we always have a home. We can always go back to NC State, and we know because when you have an institution that had a coach that coached for 35 years, we're all connected in some way. The Play for K games are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that with your team?
We talk about Coach Yao a lot throughout the year. So it's not just like, oh, it's this week we're going to talk about Coach Yao. That week I pick a different video to show of Coach, whether it's our ESPY Award. You know, there's a lot of different things. I have some good videos from when I was on staff too, of when she was going through in her final 2 years. But we just remind ourselves of, you know, why we play this game and how, you know, we've all been impacted by cancer. We're really fortunate. Addison Martin is a KL servant leader, so she wears that patch on every game. So our team is well-versed on who Coach was, and they know how important it is to me. You know, our community does an unbelievable job. For the last 5 years, we've raised the most money of any Division I program, FBS, not, you know, That's something we take great pride in, and we love that we know. I see the impact in our community. We've gotten one of the KL grants in our community that has helped our cancer center. So it's not just a women's bat. It's just not our program. It's really cool how this game has just grown. And it was long before me. Stephanie Glantz was the coach before, you know, and Leanna Bordner, that she has written, just blown this thing up. I just kind of helped carry the torch. And I just want to make sure everyone always knows who Coach was and the impact she's had on thousands of people.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We had a chance to use our time there and multiply it over and over to share all the legacy. I quite often think that her legacy now is really rooted in what she's done in the cancer world, not necessarily all of her numbers basketball-wise, even though she is a Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. It's just kind of cool that we always have that connection. We're rooted as friends through camp. The grassroots of the game, teaching mini stations, which I still do. I'm sure you have some stations in practice.
And I still like our youth camp. It's I think we've gotten away from teaching the game of basketball, you know, and I love camp, and everyone always laughs. It's my most favorite week of like getting in the gym with high energy and teaching the fundamentals to young boys and girls. It's one of my greatest passions, but we share that. I grew up going to my dad's, like, that's been rooted in me, but like that, those KL camps, I mean, those are some of my greatest, most fondest memory of my time, whether as a player or after as a GA, as a coach. It's just the camaraderie. That's how me and you got to be such good friends. It was the camp.
That's right. Because we got in trouble together. Yeah. We'd sneak out. We were supposed to be watching the kids. Some other shenanigans at camp.
Yeah, I was, when Coach left me in charge of the camps, we had the staff appreciation night. I that was what I brought to the KL camp. Oh. I don't know if she understood what that meant, at one of the local establishments, but man, we had a great time as a staff.
Before you took over with the staff appreciation night, I got her to pay for dinner for everyone. If you remember, like we'd go out on that Wednesday night of camp and I would make her pay because she had more money than all of us and she should be paying.
100%.
And that's, I think, where I started my rule that head coaches buy. Yep. I don't think I've ever picked up a check with a head coach.
I can tell you no one on my staff has either. You know, and that's my job. You know, whether they're GA, you know, and I learned that from you and Coach, and you know, it's a privilege to be where I'm at and to have the position I am. And I know I have, 9 young coaches in my program that would have great aspirations to be in a position like me one day. And it's my job to kind of teach the values that I learned from Coach Yao to them. And that is one of them. You know, your assistants don't pay, your GAs never pay. They'll never buy a drink. They'll never buy a, you know, so.
Remember that when I see you in Phoenix, because I'll be searching you out. Now, if you need me to babysit your kids, I'm happy to do that too, because I did that one night at the Final Four, if you remember.
You did. They're much easier to control right now. You know, the Beckett will just want to shoot hoops with you and Emerson will do. Can we bring the dog though? That would be the big thing. The newest child.
I don't know about a dog. I don't know about a dog. I'll take the kids. I don't either. I love dogs. Don't get me wrong, but I want to focus on the kids, not on the dog.
I understand that, but no, we're thinking about bringing them out there. So you'll definitely get a chance to see them. So
if you do, it's count on it. I'll watch them. I'll take them for a little bit.
Perfect.
If you let me.
How about this? I'll buy a couple of drinks and you can watch my kids. It's perfect.
I won't drink the drinks while I'm watching your kids.
Well, but please don't. I didn't think those were going to happen at the same time. But
all right, Kristen, we could go on and on, you know, and we should have been talking more about Illinois State, but I really do enjoy spending some time with you. And I think this is great because people get to learn, you know, it's not all strategy. There is a human element to everything that we do. And you're a good one. And I'm just grateful that we've been able to cross paths all these years, decades worth of crossing paths, actually. And I wish you well. I'm always pulling for you. Pulling for the valley.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Good to see you. That's Kristen Gillespie, the head coach at Illinois State. One of my longtime friends and really proud of all the success she's had. Thanks for being with us, Chris.
Thanks, Debbie.